Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Weekly Hot Spot, the show where Delia and Marilyn, your sexy mistress co-hosts, talk about all the things that get us hot and bothered. I am your super sexy co-host, Delia, of BegForMistress.com.
And this is Mistress Marilyn, your naughty, cock-teasing femdom of KinkAdvisor.com. And sultry co-host of tonight's Kinkified Sexy Fun.
Tonight is a show that we have really, really been looking forward to. It is our Masturbation May show. So I have a question for you all. Are you ready to get hot? This week is going to prove to be a naughty, sexy, spine-tingling, masturbatory show. So really, grab your lube and get ready to get hot. Welcome back, everyone. Let us start the night with some sexy masturbation talk. Miss Marilyn, I bet you have some thoughts.
Oh, I do. Well, you see, masturbation, it is just great. It is better than chocolate. It is better than a good whiskey or a fine wine, and, well, depending on the sex you're having, it might even be better than that.
Ooh.
And so, you know, I just have to get a little bit sappy on you and give you a very heartwarming speech. You see, masturbation is there for you. Okay? It is there after all the sexcapades that didn't go as planned. It is there when a naughty submissive fails to please. And when the DVR malfunctions so you can't get to the latest episode of your favorite show. I mean, it is always there to brighten your day. And as long as you have privacy and a good grip, I mean, what isn't great about taking a moment to kick back and just have a little self-fun? You gotta fucking love that.
Oh, that was hot. Now, I have to say that I absolutely love masturbation. Generally, I mean, come on. Most of us, I would say 99% of us, we all do it. I mean, of course, I do, and it feels so good to feel the waves and ripples of an orgasm just pulsing through me. And I feel pretty fortunate, too, because I can have multiple orgasms, which are just beyond incredible.
Mm.
Now, it's a whole different thing, though, regarding men and masturbation. Oh, my goodness. In my years here at LDW, I have heard and seen so many men masturbate. And I've also heard about so many different ways that they masturbate. And honestly, masturbation just fascinates me. I mean, really, really fascinates me. Men, oh, penises, oh, all of it. So in fact, last year, I devoted every Monday on my Beg for Mistress blog to post about different masturbation techniques because it's that hot. There are so many ways that you can masturbate. You can jerk it. You can wank it, spank it, whatever. Whatever you call it, there are so many ways that you could do it. I just thought that it would be incredible to spotlight a masturbation technique every week. And honestly, there are still so many more. And I wonder how many types of masturbation there are. Maybe there's an endless amount. I really don't know, but maybe that's my quest to find out how many different ways there are. Now, some of my favorites include cock sprinting, Kegel squeezes, riding an edge, fucking furniture, and the ever famous and always asked for do-it-yourself hotel pocket pussy that I would love to say that I created. I think I did. And I wrote about it on my blog. So if you're curious, go find that hotel pocket pussy and make it yourself.
Welcome back, everybody. I, for one, am, oh my goodness, way too freaking excited to go read up on that hotel pocket pussy, and I know a lot of our strokers are going to be so eager to try out those sexy tips. Now, as for myself, for Masturbation May, I'm going to be a little bit naughty to start off my celebrations. I know that I'm going to be celebrating by making it a goal to get off from masturbating at least once a day. So, you know, that means not just having a little bit of fun on the side. That means really getting it done right. And that's whether I'm planning on a boink fest later on that night or not. And, well, I'm at it, and I'm sure Miss Delia is with me on this one. We are going to be encouraging our strokers to stroke it a little bit extra, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, and, you know, maybe even more so if they're currently in denial. I just think that masturbation can be so creative, and I think that's a perk that everyone should take advantage of. Sometimes it's just the slip of the fingertips that can have you discover a spot on your cock to rub that feels oh so good. Or the excitement of being under the guidance of an expert masturbatrix that helps keep things on the edge and incredibly sexy. In fact, later on in our sex toy reviews, Miss Delia and I both have amazing male masturbation toys to share with you that are sure to keep things very exciting. And I just might have to work on my personal goal a little bit while we chat about them.
Oh, that's sexy. That was sexy. And Miss Marilyn, I have to tell you, I absolutely love your goal. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think you've just inspired me to masturbate daily during the month of May. Oh, that should be delicious. And Miss Delia may become a very happy mistress this month. Now, for all of you out there, during Masturbation May, I challenge you all to go to my blog, read each Monday post, and spend the month of May masturbating in a different way. Why not go for it? There are so many posts on my Beg for Mistress blog. You could masturbate a different way each day for the month of May. Oh, my goodness. And if you need to, just give a call and turn on your cam, because I'll tell you, and I'm sure Miss Marilyn is much the same, I love watching a man masturbate, whether I allow him to orgasm or not.
Mm-hmm.
Cam shows are amazing. It's such a visual turn on, seeing that hard shaft being stroked. Now, there's one more masturbation tip for you, and then we are going to take a music break. And Miss Marilyn will be back with her sex toy reviews.
Well, it is that time, everybody, for Miss Marilyn's sex toy reviews. And this week, I have a toy that I am particularly excited about. You see, there are lots of pocket pussies and sleeves on the market that, you know, really are incredible to stroke with. But today, I'm going to talk about the Fun Factory Cobra Libre, which is the male sex toy that requires no stroking to get you to Happy Land. I mean, seriously, how freaking cool is that? This is just one of the most innovative sex toys that I have ever seen. It is 100% waterproof and rechargeable. To put it simply, this toy can do to a man's cock what a Hitachi does to my pleasure button, and that is certainly saying something. Uh-huh, it does sound intriguing now, doesn't it? Now, containing a stretchy and smooth silicone sleeve, this beauty is designed to be slipped just over the tip of your cock to pleasure your most sensitive spot. Then once your cock is rock hard, you can even go hands-free. See, I told you. This toy actually looks, it's really cute. It's more like a miniature car than a sex toy. Featuring motors on each side of the sleeve, I think it's very sleek and sexy, yet it's still really, really quiet and incredibly powerful at that. It just might hug your cock more perfectly than your own hand.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And I know that you and I are both fans of Stockroom.com, Miss Delia. And
yes, we are.
They have the magnetic charger for this toy that comes included. This is a really nifty charger. You just plug it in and let the magnet clip to the fun button at the front of the toy. Yes, it literally has a fun button. So you get to choose from a sleek flat black or a fiery red on black color combination. Now, to use the toy, you can turn it on by holding down the horizontal button closest to the sleeve for 4 seconds. If you want to up the intensity of the vibration, press the vertical button until you are buzzing to the max. You can press the same button to cycle through all the different vibration patterns, or press the left vertical button to adjust the intensity again. After you've reached your happy ending or heard your mistress's teasing voice tell you that you have had more than enough, hold down that horizontal button for 6 seconds to turn your toy off. And if you are newer to the realm of tech-savvy sex toys, then no worries, boys. I hear Miss Delia has the perfect male masturbator to help you get experience and work your way up.
Wow, that was fantastic, Miss Marilyn. And I think that everyone should be able to work up to a really nice, sexy, almost high-end toy like the Cobra Libre. You are right. It looks great. It looks classy, sexy, and sophisticated. And it feels so good, so I've heard. But if you are trying to just figure out what to do with a male masturbation sleeve, I have one for you. It is the it's from Eden's Fantasies, and I love their stuff. And it is a masturbation sleeve called the Dreamer. Now, this toy has three wonderful chambers. It almost looks like three kind of like bubbles together. So 1, 2, 3. And inside of those nice chambers, it's that, oh, so good feeling. Soft material. It's ribbed and nubbed, and it has these little textured nubs that are just so ready to embrace you. And each of these three little bubbles and all of their interesting ribbed and nubbed textures, they're just ready to embrace your cock. Now, this is a latex-free toy, which is fantastic. And I suggest a water-based lube that you could use with this. And there's one other really cool thing about it. The closed end, oh, that is fun. It creates suction. So when you are playing with this toy, it actually can imitate a blowjob. I mean, a hand job and a blow job and everything so good all together. Seriously, take a look at it if you are new to sex toys and just up your masturbation.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. I like that one.
Why, thank you so much. I thought it was kind of cool too, and pretty inexpensive and reusable, so that's nice. So, think about your male masturbators and what you want to get. And when we come back, we are going to do our Enchantrix Empire Spotlight. Welcome back, everyone. It is time for the Enchantrix Empire Spotlight. You know, each week we spotlight things that we find in EE. Maybe it's a group, a poll, a blog, or a newly enchanted member. You never know. We want to know what you love. And absolutely, if you'd like, you can ask for something that you are doing to be spotlighted. Now, this week, our focus is on all of the sexy masturbation kinds of things that that exist out there in the empire, and we've highlighted a few of them. The first one that I like is guided masturbation fantasies, and Emma Jane put that one up, and she says, just a few days ago, I was treated to a most titillating cam show. Ah, absolutely enticing. Cock that got a work over to remember. However, my hot and hard stroker was not only interested in being directed and showing off the goods. In fact, there was a specific fantasy he shared that centered around his exhibitionist tendencies. Now, this made me wonder about those of you who like to flip on your cam and give the mistress of your choice an opportunity to be even more involved in your masturbatory activities. When you switch on your cam, to what fantasy or fantasies do you gravitate to amplify the excitement of your stroking session? And I thought that was just a fantastic question. What do you fantasize about when you masturbate, especially when you're showing off on cam? I love it.
Oh, yeah.
So the responses were very nice. You know, one of the things was, it's simple. My biggest thrill comes from being seen and getting myself off, and 6% of the votes were there. The next one, I like this. I think this was the most. I like the mistress watching me to be able to see and comment on my family jewels or shame. Whether she mocks or makes over what she sees. Now, that was 22% of the votes.
Oh, very nice.
I know. I liked it. The next one says, I imagine being caught, and this is a safe way to feel the excitement of a woman catching me without a real-time situation. And that was also 6%. And then another 6%er, I get off on having my tiny nub laughed at, mocked, and ridiculed. And I like all the mistresses on the line just to see what I do not have to offer. Again, that was 6% of the vote. Now, we're coming up to the two big ones here. This one says, I like the dominant woman joining me to be able to see the fruits of her guidance, direction, and orders. That was 28% of the vote. And then finally, the big winner. I love being denied and having my straining cock and blue balls seen in the state of denial. It heightens my submission and my desire to be deprived. Now, that was 1/3 of the votes, 33%.
Oh, see, it just makes me twitch to know how many men out there are squirming with those swollen blue balls. I love it.
Oh, yes, I do too. I do too. Was there one that you liked, Miss Marilyn?
You know, there was. We had, from Miss Olivia, a poll about cockstroking ability, which reads, Welcome to Miss Olivia's Cockstroker Academy. You can see the official welcome on her main blog, which is experiencedmistress.com. And it says that the Cockstroker Academy is accepting applications. So this poll is to find out how you rate your own cock stroking, masturbation technique, orgasm edging, and etc. And she says that, as always, she loved your comments. See, I really enjoy Miss Olivia's polls. They are always so much fun. And the answers that we had up for us were that you could be at a beginning stroker level. We only had 8% there, and I do like to see that. It's fun to guide a newbie, but experience is always a good thing. We had 18% at intermediate level stroker. We had 34% as a master masturbator. That is just worded so beautifully.
I love it.
Oh, 11% said, Mistress, I need lots of help. 21% said, I have a clitty. Can I still be in the student body? And an additional 8% said other and left us some wonderful comments. Now, I saw a few here that I adored. We had our Jenny, who voted that she had a clitty. And we had, Peter Teastoy say that he was pretty good because he's given lots and lots of practice. I saw Miss Constance, who said that there seem to be a few male masturbators here. Can we even imagine that?
It's true.
Mm-hmm. And so there were just some wonderful responses. We had our bookie. There's a male masturbator for us. Ooh, even Miss Alexis stopped by. So yes, this poll by Miss Olivia is definitely one that all of our strokers and sissies with glitties are going to have to stop by and check out.
I completely agree. Completely. Now, I think you and I each chose a poll, another poll. Each chose polls by two members. So I will go next. The poll that I picked out was a really fun one by Teased Purple, dealing with relief from extended teasing. And Teased, oh, he really is Teased Purple. And what he writes is, I was curious about subbies and their doms that engage in teasing and orgasm denial, my favorite kink. It really is impossible to go forever without some form of relief, be it a permitted full-on orgasm or a ruined orgasm or the humiliating prostate milking. My question is directed to mistresses and subs both. How often and which types are allowed? Now, this was fun. Only 7% said milking under direction. 14% said full orgasm under direction. 21% said a ruined orgasm under direction. And then the biggest group, half of the people, said, I'd like a combination of all of these things, which is very, very telling. If you're masturbating a lot and engaging in that tease and denial, oh my goodness. You know, sometimes you get the ruined orgasm, sometimes you get the milking, sometimes you get a full orgasm. I do personally like the idea of a combination. And Teased Purple comments with a lot of these fun comments by saying, a combination would keep things interesting and exciting for me. I'm guessing that a combination would also be the choice of many mistresses since they're loving to surprise their subs. The frequency I would hope for would be a delicate balance of how much I could withstand and also what pleases my mistress. On average, I would be in my comfort zone with 1 to 2, I'm guessing, full orgasms every month. But naturally, if a mistress chose longer to deny, one must obey. I thought that was just perfect. And Teased Purple really knows a lot. I mean, just listen to the name. A lot about teasing.
Oh, yes, to say the least. I still adore that name, Tease Purple. I'm so used to Tease Blue, but you know I love purple. Now, the poll that I had picked out for this week is from Puny Pathetic Pecker. Oh, what another great name. And this one asks, chastity at a price. Two strangers meet, a woman and a man, and one of them proposes to the other a deal. If the guy subjects himself to chastity control in a device where she holds the key, and the resulting teasing and denying of the female for a set amount of time, he will get a day of sex in any way in as much as he can perform with her. What would you say to this agreement if it were you?
Wow.
A spine-tingling idea, a fantasy that I'm sure we have lots of guys that have. I loved it. And it turns out that 48% of the vote said, as a man, he could not pass up the chance. We have...
I love that.
Oh, indeed. Oh, you know, I think you're going to love this one a little bit more. 0% said, as a man, I do not think I could handle this.
These men know what they want.
Mm-hmm. And as a woman, I would do it just for the chance to have that much power over him. 5%. As a woman, I would never waste time on a man I don't already control. 5%. Mm-hmm. I can see that. Some of us are like our personal boy toy. And 14% said that it depends on the amount of time agreed upon and were asked what time frame would make it worth it. And additionally, we had a 29% that said other. My counter deal would be, and commented. Oh, the comments here were very, very cute. Jizzhead says, I just can't imagine a stranger would be so nice.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Oh, our Wessie says that he doesn't think he'd give a key to a chastity device to a stranger.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I can see that, but Enchantrix Alexa says, it is easy to say that now, but let's face it, guys, you've done stranger things for a pretty face than this. I really like that one.
I agree.
So this was just a really, really fun poll, and I encourage everybody to check it out and share their thoughts about this spine-tingling fantasy. Too much fun.
Wow. These were really great, great polls. And lots of fun to be had over at Enchantrix Empire. If you are not an Enchanted member, just head over to EnchantrixEmpire.com. Sign up. It's absolutely free. You get to interact with other kinky people and mistresses alike. And just read all of these polls and blogs and groups and profiles and listen to audios and, you know, get the in on what's going on in chat. So, yeah, always fun.
Welcome back. Well, in light of the wonderful month of Masturbation May, you know we couldn't forget stroking time.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. So we, Masturbation May mistresses, came up with a song for you to enjoy and stroke to. So, let's all have a few minutes of stroking pleasure, but absolutely no coming.
I think that is a fantastic idea. Welcome back, everybody, because right now we are going to have some super short but super fun jokes. It is joke time. I have one for you. How can you tell if you are having a super orgasm? Well, your partner wakes up, of course. Oh, I love that one.
Ooh, but what do you call a man who cries while he masturbates?
I don't know.
A tearjerker.
Huh.
That is too cute.
I know. I've got a little logic, so follow along. Nothing is better than sex. Masturbation is better than nothing. Therefore, masturbation is better than sex.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, but I have a question for you.
Yes?
Why is my penis bigger than yours?
I don't know. Why?
Well, because I'm jerking off right now. Oh, she says that she slipped Mr. Purple into her harness, but I think you have another one.
I do. I want to know, why do you get paid a lot of money at the sperm bank? Well, sperm, it's handmade.
I like that.
I love it.
Oh, but now we're going to have to talk about colors. What is the difference between purple and pink?
I don't know. Do tell.
The grip.
Oh, the grip. I love it. Quick jokes, but fun jokes this week. If you would like to have one of your favorite jokes featured on a weekly Hotspot show, just send it to us at kinkclassroom@enchantrixempire.com, and we will feature your funny.
Welcome back. I have a little bit of schedule news for this week, so you can look for me from 6:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern and from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern throughout the first week of May. Any changes will be updated daily at kinkadvisor.com/schedule, So be sure to take a peek while you visit my masturbation mailbox.
Fantastic. Now, I have to tell everyone, Friday the 2nd of May, I believe it was. Yes, I think so. Right? Yeah, because this is the 4th. Friday, it was the 2nd or the 3rd. I don't know. I posted a Masturbation May challenge up on my blog in begformistress.com. And it is a sort of a challenge for the month of May. Like I talked about in our show today, I would love for everyone to get on board, to go through the Masturbation Monday post that I have, and to find a new way to jerk off every single day. So while you are doing that, please do check my blog for my schedule. It is absolutely updated there. And you're going to find me mostly between, say, about 7 in the morning until about 5-ish at night, maybe 8 to 5. That's probably much better to say. Some days a little earlier I leave. Some days I come on a little earlier, but around that time. And remember, I come back in the evening for appointments. So if you need a nighttime appointment, just email me. That's it. Nice and easy.
Oh, goodness. You know, I have had way too much freaking fun tonight. I am loving all the Masturbation May fun. I can't wait to check out a few of your blogs and maybe even learn some new stroking tricks myself. So, I want to say thank you to everyone for tuning in for a stroke-tastic time. This is Miss Marilyn signing off and slipping into the world of vibrating fun and orgasm edging. So you have a kinky evening, and I will catch you next Sunday.
And this is Miss Delia telling you to remember to download our show podcast and check out our partner blog, kinkclassroom.com, for teasers, tips and tricks, and things to fill you in on what happened during this past week's show. Remember, be back here at 8 p.m. Eastern every Sunday, and everyone have a hot and sexy week.